And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 24th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born in Yonkers, New York, 1919. His father, an Italian immigrant, died before the boy was born. His mother was committed to an asylum when he was still an infant. An aunt in France took custody of him, moved him to France, then back to New York. Joined the Navy during World War II, was the commander of a ship, studied at the Sorbonne, and then settled in San Francisco, where in 1953 he opened City Lights Bookstore. It's the birthday of the hymn writer Fanny Crosby, born in New York, 1820, went blind as a child, wrote thousands of hymns under many pseudonyms, including Blessed Assurance, in which she wrote, "Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love." And it's the birthday of the geologist and explorer John Wesley Powell, born in Mount Morris, New York, 1834. Fought in the Civil War, traveled by boat down the Mississippi River, explored the Southwest, traveled down the Colorado, and he and his companions were the first white people to navigate the Grand Canyon Gorge. Here's a poem for today by William Matthews entitled, "My Father's Body." First they take it away, for now the body belongs to the state. Then they open it to see what may have killed it. And the body had arteriosclerosis in its heart, for this was an inside job. Now someone must identify the body, so that the state may have a name for what it will give away. And the funeral people come in a stark car shaped like a coffin with a hood and take the body away, for now it belongs to the funeral people. And the body's family buys it back, though it lies in a box at the crematorium while the mourners travel and convene. Then they bring the body to the chapel, as they call it, of the crematorium, and the body lies in its box while the mourners enter and sit and stare at the box, for the box lies on a pedestal where the altar would be if this were a chapel, a rectangular frame with curtains at the sides rises from the pedestal, so that the box seems to fill a small stage, and the stage gives off the familiar illusion of being a box with one wall torn away so that we may see into it. But it's filled with a box we can't see into. There's music on tape, and a man in a robe speaks for a while, and I speak for a while, and then there's a prayer, and then we mourners can hear the whir of a small motor and curtains slide across the stage. At least for today, I think, this is the stage that all the world is. And another motor hums on, and we mourners realize that behind the curtains the body is being lowered, not like Don Giovanni to the flames, but without flourish or song or the comforts of elaborate plot, to the basement of the crematorium, to the mercies of the gas jets and the balm of the conveyor belt. The ashes will be scattered, says a hushed man in a mute suit, in the garden of remembrance, which is out back. And what's left of a mild, democratic man will sift in a heap with the residue of others, for now they all belong to time. A poem by William Matthews, "My Father's Body," from Search Party Collected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.